Elsewhere, British forces in Afghanistan stand accused of killing four Afghans, including a 12-year-old boy and three other teenagers in the country's south in October. In a letter to the British Defense Secretary, lawyers for the brother of two of the victims say the four teenage boys were apparently killed deliberately while they were drinking tea in their home. They've written that the children were shot in the head and neck by the British troops at close range. The four boys were killed during an operation led by UK forces in a village in the Nada Ali district of Helmand province. The lawyers are citing witnesses that the troops hooded some of these arrested during the operation. The lawyers have asked Britain's Ministry of Defense to investigate the killing. The ministry says it will consider the details in 2 weeks' time and would probe the incident if there's a case to answer. Well, we're now joined by Mr. Habib Hakimi from Kabul. Mr. Hakimi is a political analyst. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all, this isn't the first incident where U.S.-led forces have targeted ordinary Afghans. Give us your thoughts on this case. And also, why haven't there been more definitive restrictions over the past years to stop such incidents from happening?
Of course, this kind of incident happened in Afghanistan several times in 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and particularly in the south of Afghanistan, where the international troops are operating. At the same time, the Taliban militants are very active there. But this kind of incident is, of course, very specific. And the British forces have been blamed that were involved in killing of four innocent children in Nada Ali district, and they killed them deliberately at close range, and they were drinking tea, and there were no Taliban militants, and there was no enemy fire in the area. Because of this, it is a particular case, but the ISIS forces rejected this allegation and said there were no British forces involved in this operation in this area, and particularly in this village, because Afghan forces are supposed to be in the lead in this kind of operation transition security transition process to Afghan security forces. But the British government and the British forces are investigating in the case, and Britain Defense Secretary said we will give the full consideration to the allegation or to the claim, and we will answer if there is a case. But for the time being, they have been accused of killing these four children. And the problem is here in Afghanistan, the international forces they have open hand to do everything in this country, because there is no authority and there is no law restrict their activities, particularly during the operations. And the Afghan government is not authorized to trial international forces in Afghanistan if they commit some crisis in this country. Everything is depending on the in this case, everything is depending on the British government and British authorities to consider the case and to respond to this blame.
Political analyst Mr. Habib Hakimi from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Many thanks for sharing your thoughts with us.